Rock 107 WIRX. Ooh.
It's about that time, too, right now.
Good morning, everybody. I think I blew out a lot on that one. Let's keep her moving. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with
delicious. So, got a question for you. Do you want to do a bunch of stupid, boring scores, or do you want to bitch about something and team up on something?
Let's bitch and team up on something. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. All right, you stupid scores. Who really cares? You know what the score is. Look it up.
You get the scores on Google. All right, come on now. You're here for our valued opinion. That's what it is.
All right. We're going to bitch, and we're going to bitch hard, Brock, because I know you're going to be on the same page with me on this one. Baseball news, guys. Major League Baseball has decided to change the design and construction of the baseballs used in games because players are hitting too many home runs. Starting this coming season, the balls will be a little bit lighter and a bit softer, so they can't hit any more home runs, Brock.
Is this for real?
This is for real. This is for real. This is a real story. This is what baseball is doing. Dude, let me go first. This is what we want. Home runs, morons. It's hard enough to watch your effing game.
Yeah.
Now you're taking home runs out of it? You guys are stupid. It's the stupidest thing I have heard in a long time. It'd be like making footballs heavier so you couldn't throw them as far.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're throwing the footballs way too far and accurate. We got to make them heavy and soft and soggy.
That's like back in the three-point lineup so we don't get as many three-pointers. What are you talking about? They've said this for years.
It pisses me off.
Baseball is America's favorite pastime. BS. That is a bunch of trash. You know what? No one is losing their minds over it. The only games that matter is the World Series, like whenever the playoffs are on, and then the home run derby. That is it. Yeah. And now they're going to take the thing that we love. Who doesn't get excited when you got some roided-out guy just blowing the stitches out of a baseball? This is so stupid.
God, dude, if anything, they should make them harder.
Yeah.
And heavier.
Yeah.
So they crank them even more. You know, we said that with steroids. You're like, I put steroids in it, so they're cranking them out a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I didn't even think about the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can make the ball harder and just let them just smash the ball out of it. It'd be fun to watch, I think. You know, you and I, we're not the biggest baseball. I can sit here and admit that. I'm not the biggest baseball fan. Maybe I'm way off on this. Maybe not really understanding the sport wholeheartedly. Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't think so.
Well, no, I don't even know how to address this. The fact of the matter is that is a feat in sports, is cranking a ball out. What's the longest stadium? Is like 500 some odd like feet, and you're going to take that away from some guy who's worked his whole life to be able to do that? And look, athletes train better now than they did before, okay? Mm. There's a reason for that, but you can't take away something that they've trained hard to do. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. I'm going to read that again. Changing design and construction of the baseballs used in games because players are hitting too many home runs. It's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
You're hitting the same ball. Everybody's hitting the same ball.
Exactly.
So basically what you're saying is, we're taking home runs out now because it's too exciting.
You know what? F it, MLB. Just start using wiffle balls, you pieces of trash. Come on now.
All right, man. All right. We'll bitch about more of that in the next hour, but I got to move on before my lid blows, man. Pro football news. This is kind of crazy. Running back LeSean McCoy has been in the NFL since 2009. He's had a nice career, Brock, and he's now won two back-to-back Super Bowl rings without even playing a down.
Wow.
Last season, he played for the Chiefs. He didn't take the field during the Super Bowl win last year with the Chiefs. This season, he signed with the Buccaneers. Same story. He was inactive for the game. Doesn't matter, though. He still walks away with two rings. It's crazy, isn't it?
That's the way to do it, man. That's what you just got to fly under the radar just enough. All right, you got to do just the bare minimum to get there, and then you just coast, buddy. You just coast.
Hey guys, can I come hang out with you? You look like Super Bowl winners. You know,
obviously not taking away from anyone who's made it to the NFL. Like that's a feat in itself. But you know, this guy's doing it right. He's not getting murdered by Ndamukong Suh. You know, he's not getting lit up by some professional NFL linebackers.
It's
he's
the same ring, right?
Getting the Gatorade, getting all the other good stuff with it, you know, getting that base salary. And now he's got some rings that he can pawn off later on in his life if he needs to. Set to go.
He's got it figured out. He's got it figured out for sure. All right, one more last story real quick. More pro football news. Someone added the Super Bowl streaker to the old school video game Tecmo Bowl. This is for real, and it's amazing. It's amazing. The creator of the video game even got the important details right, including the guy's pink thong and shirt, him getting swarmed by security guards after sliding to the goal line. It's pretty legit.
What they need to do is in Madden, what was the one with Bo? Was that Tecmo?
That was Tecmo Bowl, right?
So they need to make him like the most untouchable character, just like Bo Jackson was. Like, you can't if you want to score, if you're guaranteed a score, you put in the Super Bowl streaker and you'll get six every single time.
Every time. Dude, honestly, his stats are probably pretty deep. He did the spin move and he juked one of the security guards.
Yeah.
Man.
I love it.
There you go. Interesting sports report this morning.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock and WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Oh, yeah. Hot breath up. Get hot breath up, man. Oh, yeah. It's 7:24, the Plan B Morning Show. All right, we got to keep her moving, folks. Let's get to it. Time for sports. Maybe if I hit the button.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers. You can enjoy them responsibly and watch your favorite teams play. Unless it's baseball, because, hell, they're getting rid of home runs.
Yeah. You know, I was going to do scores this morning, but I scratched scores because, well, you can look it up. And I really want to bitch about this twice today because it deserves a bitching. Baseball news. Major League Baseball has decided to change the design and construction of the baseballs used in games because players are hitting too many home runs. Starting this coming season, the balls will be a bit lighter and a bit softer. Just like the game. The game's getting a bit softer. I'm not going to sit here and say that I know everything there is to know about baseball. I want to start this bitching off with that. I don't know if there is everything to know about baseball, but I do know that I like home runs, and I do know that you like home runs, Brock.
Yeah.
Among many other people. Why are they changing the ball? Why? We love home runs. Honestly, you should change it the other way. You should make the ball heavier and harder so they just crank them out of the stadium.
So, look, we understand that baseball is already kind of boring, okay? Is 9 innings... and 4 hours of pretty mellow action. But let's make it even worse. Let's take away the one thing people get jacked about. That's home runs. Let's take those out of the game. Yeah. Yeah.
You had a good point off air, Brock, when we talked about it earlier. He's like, when was baseball? It's like the best era of baseball. So Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire.
Yeah.
We're all roided up and just smashing balls out of the park. Even a guy who like really didn't like baseball, I was like, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
That's fun to watch.
Yeah. People, that's like, it's the same thing with like Lance Armstrong, is that there's certain things that happen in sports that get people amped up. And then when you just completely destroy that, and I'm not saying everyone needs to be doping, not saying, you know, that Mark McGwire all on steroids and Sammy Sosa roided up and Barry Bonds, but people can still crank some home runs right now. And now you're taking away that thing that gets people excited. No one cared about cycling until Lance Armstrong, all right? There was a lot of people that got into baseball because of the home run record contest. And now you're like, no. We're going to get rid of that thing that got people excited. Stupid.
It just blows my mind. I'm going to read it again. Construction of baseballs used in games because the players are hitting too many home runs. It's the same for everybody on the field. Yeah. All you're doing is changing the excitement. It pisses me off. I'm sorry. Baseball, mark another one up for baseball. Why I don't watch baseball. Sorry, you baseball fans out there, but maybe you agree, maybe you don't. Deal with it. Pro football, moving on. Running back LeSean McCoy. He's been in the NFL since 2009. He's had a pretty nice career. He's now won back-to-back Super Bowl rings without playing it down in the games. Last season, he was playing for the Chiefs, but didn't take the field during the Super Bowl win. This season, he signed with the Buccaneers. Same story. He was inactive for the game. Doesn't matter, though. He still walks away with those rings. I mean, how nice, Brock. You get two super back-to-back Super Bowl rings without even breaking a sweat.
Yeah, you know? That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Yeah. I mean, you get all the accolades without all the without any of the work. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's the American dream.
Mm-hmm. I watched a podcast yesterday with Vinatieri, and he was just talking about all his Super Bowl wins and how his coaches were like, all we need to do is win by one. And he'd pop up all the time like, no, because that means I got to win the game. I don't want that, you know. But, man, it's just incredible. Having back-to-back Super Bowls with two different teams is pretty wild.
Yeah.
One last story. Pro football, someone added the Super Bowl streaker to the old-school video game Tecmo Bowl. It's amazing. The creator of the video even got important details right, including the guy's pink shirt and getting him sworn by security guards and sliding at the goal line. It's pretty cool, man. Pretty funny.
I love this. This guy has become,
Bo Jackson commercial, yeah, you know?
He was the most exciting thing to happen during the Super Bowl. So, I mean, as far as action is concerned, the guy deserves it. He deserves it, for sure. For sure.
That's if you were a Chiefs fan, then.
Yeah. That was a boring-ass game. And thank God there was someone in a pink leotard that was running around.
Not for me, baby.
Yeah, woo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Between Brady's 5-yard passes were really exciting me, so that's good. That's good. Thank God there was a streaker. Don't get me started, yes, Hunter. I swear to God.
Yes. Number 7, baby.
Got all anything right, else?
Moving on. That's it. That's your sports this morning.
Good enough.
And Tom Brady's the best. Tom Brady's the best.
The streaker's the best. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.